So this is sort of a medieval fantasy world, right? Tolkien-esque.
Who died? Spotstick! God yeah. damn it!
So the vine comes around. It's,
I've seen it die. I don't have to explain.
Its vines start to go in.
Here goes Jay with a sling of power. Gonna charge in with his rock pick.
All right, guys, we're going back into... this is going to be part two of the dungeon...
Dungeon Crawler Classic.
DCC. Classic. We got to catch up and see what's happening to Father Loblaw.
The Blind Wave campaign.
And everybody.
He made a thing.
Yeah, well,
that's awesome.
The Tomb of Hagermoth. That's
well, let's cool. open it up and get started. Oh.
With a critical fail.
I'm happy with that.
He's quite distraught.
20.
Roll a d4.
It's a double-ended pick and he...
No.
Roll
d4.
You want low.
Do it.
So the lower it is better?
What?
It's a two.
A two. Okay. So you trip, but may recover with a D10, DC 10 reflex save.
Eight.
Otherwise, you spend the next round prone.
Okay.
You fall
so,
on your ass.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
You could be turning
muddy.
Things that rape bodies. He's already had a taste of dwarf.
Hopefully he likes it a lot.
Yeah, I know, right?
All
right,
you got one character left.
Or hopefully he doesn't.
This turn.
What sting
don't want
do?
It to finish too yeah. soon.
Dude, stick your bees on him. You're like the guy from Metal Gear Solid.
The pain.
The pain, yeah.
Or I'm just like Woody Harrelson from Defendor.
I vote...
Or Nick Cage.
I vote that we should kill these things
the
so that
the
we
opposite.
Can pick up all the weapons and stuff there. Because there might be...
Are there a lot of weapons?
Now that you mention that, you notice on these corpses of the vines, you see some weapons.
Oh, I know there's so. At least a club laying on the ground next to the dead dwarf.
Yeah. And it is a plus one club.
Yeah, so that might be nice to have.
In fact, now that you are looking at them, you can tell that the corpses were once Carrie and Albin, sons of the village smith. Hmm. The brothers vanished from the village 11 days ago.
How old are they?
They are 8 and 11.
That's
oh, terrible.
There's
yeah. 8-year-olds raping a dwarf?
No.
The vines are actually doing it.
Oh.
The vines are
controlling them.
Yeah,
kind of. We should kill the vines.
We should focus on the vines.
Just cut the vines.
Calvin, would you like to kill the vines?
Prune them.
Yes.
Roll the die.
Oh, 15.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's a 13, actually.
Do
minus
some
two.
Damage.
Minus two. It's a minus two weapon.
He's not long for life.
A four. Plus?
Minus two.
Fuck.
It's good that it went that way.
What weapon?
It is a staff.
All right. So you go and you whack at this now realized child. Feel slightly bad about yourself, but not too bad. To not want to do it. Back to Shane.
Okay. Kids mess with his honey.
They're still both alive. One of you is not.
I was just saying, I like to have other weapons besides a dart.
How could
to go inside
well,
this
well, both of my guys
this
had darts,
died.
And the other guy got through.
Yeah, I know.
Can I just withdraw
saying,
from this whole damn thing?
Yeah,
like,
you can just run. Which way do you want to go? Do you want to go towards...
He's the most powerful of us, and you're going to run?
Yeah.
He's a pussy.
Fucking coward.
Do you
want to
go towards the gate?
We ain't no bitch.
This ain't you.
Oh...
No, I meant, like, you're not these characters. You're playing these characters. So
I know.
Your characters need to help our characters. And we're all going to lose.
Yeah, strength in numbers.
Hey, you want us all to be raped by these 8-year-olds?
Like
we can all leave.
Shane's like, we just...
And get more people. Come back with better weapons.
There are no more people.
There are no
we are
weapons.
The only people that decided to
we
come.
Are the more people.
We are the walking dead.
I don't think they're very prepared for this.
Okay,
no,
well...
No, that's just point of the story.
Don't ruin the game. Play the game. Just fight.
You can't be meta about this.
I don't fucking have any weapons anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one guy threw his dart, just doesn't have...
Oh, I got his hats. I guess I got a
my other guy fucked up and accidentally, instead of throwing a rock, threw the whole thing.
Yeah.
Went, oops. So I had two guys just...
Never split the party.
Like, you could just run on in, but then, like, now it's just you three.
What are my options, Rick?
Well, so if you're looking for a better weapon, you can try to first, like, grapple with the vine... And pull the short sword of the older child out, and then you'd have that to attack with. Or you could attack them with a weapon. You could retreat and
I'll
like,
attack them with the weapon I have.
Okay.
You have good weapons.
Yeah. Then
attack.
Just attack them.
Roll the die.
Like, Jay might have to try to wrangle with one to try to get a sword.
The big one.
Yep.
He has the most strength of my guys. No, no, wait.
Miss.
Melee does.
God damn it, Gus.
Fuck, melee.
And again. Hit.
Ooh.
So how much damage for your second one?
What?
Damage.
Roll your, you gotta roll your
d4,
D4,
right? Yeah, okay.
Plus something?
Plus two?
Plus two.
Go ahead and roll it.
That wasn't a roll.
That wasn't
roll
a roll.
It.
Two. There. Four.
Alright. Explain how you killed the creature.
I killed this creature because I went at it, and I fake right, and then it fell for my unbelievably coordinated maneuver.
His speed.
His, and his knee didn't give out.
I thought you were running. I'm fucking out of it.
I slashed at his stomach and all this green shit and viney type shit that's
shit.
Just started falling out. And actual
some
shit.
Some other stuff comes out. Out of the corpse spills out thousands of small seeds slick with mucus. So kind of like a dandelion.
Fuck.
You make tea.
Don't eat any.
Yeah. You have one more character and one more creature. What do you do?
Don't eat it.
I'm not going to eat any.
Maybe we, do we have any jars? Can we collect one? Maybe we
can. These are all fucking farmers. I can all probably start a fire, couldn't they?
I have an empty flask.
Yeah.
I put some seeds in a flask. Maybe they'll come in handy later.
All right, maybe.
Poisons of
things. Yeah,
maybe
does kill anyone have any oil or anything?
Yeah. I have a lantern.
You have a lantern.
I have flint and steel.
I have flint and steel.
I have a badger pelt.
Yes,
well,
he has starting funds.
The rules of the world.
What can I do to use fire?
I have books.
So if, for
don't
example,
burn books.
You took a lantern,
they're my books,
and lit it and threw it at them, you can do that.
But then how will we see?
I have 10 sheets of parchment.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jeez. It's the only thing I have left from my best friend, the shark.
Well, I guess we don't want to fuck with a lantern. You have a 10-foot pole.
Yeah. But,
poke him with a pole.
But I'm not using that as a weapon.
Can I trade weapons with someone if I wanted to? You have three good weapons. What do you want to trade for?
Yeah, all of your weapons are...
I had a dart.
In the middle of combat may not be the best time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could.
So my options are... Because one is dead, the little seeds came out, and then there's a second one, right?
Yep, yeah. There's a second one.
Okay.
I hit it for like four or two or three or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will attack this creature.
Okay. With your last guy who has a...
staff.
A staff.
Well, last guy's a staff.
Guy.
Staff.
All right,
yeah.
Roll it.
You fucking missed last time.
10.
Plus?
Minus 3.
Oh, that's a miss.
It's godlessness.
Eric,
sir.
Yes.
One left.
Both my guys had darts. My other guy is just watching, I guess.
Guy could be like, they killed one! I'll help!
Well, you said he couldn't attack, right?
No, he can. He
well, I was told I couldn't.
No, nobody said you couldn't. Check the tape. Please.
Okay, so, William and Father Loblaw have no weapons, so they gotta go for a weapon. There's a weapon on the ground, I believe. There's a club, and what else?
There's a club. You can try and take the short sword off from one of the corpses attached to the vine. It's trying to mate, if you will,
yeah,
with something.
He's distracted.
He's distracted.
William's going to go for the sword.
Okay.
He's just sticking out there as, you know, it's like doing this.
You grab it.
I grabbed it.
Make sure
you grab
the sword.
It.
Yeah.
What do? You attack it?
Make sure it's the hilt.
With the sword?
Yeah, I grab it, reverse grip, so that I can just pull out and then go straight back as he's coming up to hump forward.
Okay.
Maximum force.
On your character's weapons, there's extra lines. Right, short sword. It does.
Damn.
I believe.
I'm going to steal your club.
Go ahead. Short sword.
I need some inside the dart. Maybe I get to him.
Weapon.
He has better strength.
It does a d6.
D6?
Yeah, one d6. So roll to attack.
Roll the 20.
Yep.
5.
Plus?
Which is what?
The weapon.
It would be right here.
The D6 of the 6?
No, the or plus.
No, the
is that
plus
0?
0.
Yeah,
okay.
Plus 0.
So, he is still distracted.
Yeah.
So you still hit him.
I hit him.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do damage.
Okay, with the 4.
D6. Because you're using the short sword, right?
Oh.
It's a higher damage.
Which one's that?
The one with six sides.
It's the one that you rolled the most
regular
in your life.
Like a god here. Six sides, like a wreck.
Six, bitch!
How do you kill it?
All right, so he's coming up. His ass is up like this, right? And it's slamming down into the dwarf. I'm going to wait as it's about ready to come back up, and I'm just going to drill with one hand like this.
Yeah, he's gonna wait for it to come, and then
one like hand like this, straight up his ass, and like kind of like try to go up into like his insides, no, try to get all, because there's probably a lot of seeds in there and stuff. Kind of roll around the seeds. Yeah, like William is very, very adamant. He's a lawyer. He's used to fucking people.
Not like this.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's done it well.
Yeah.
Not like this.
For these two corpses lie dead.
Yeah, see, I don't think I got the dwarf.
Three corpses.
Not like I did get the dwarf. Shit.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So normally, if this was a normal adventure, you would get experience points.
Yeah.
That you would use to level up. But in this, at a level zero scenario, if you survive the adventure, you go to level one.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. So on the corpses, besides the short sword, there is a dagger.
Oh.
And five copper pieces hidden in the right boot of Albin.
Is that money or just copper?
Money.
Okay.
And then you can recover your weapons.
Good. This is copper pieces.
Gotcha.
Melee's going to grab that club.
Okay.
Now, there's the plus one that have, or is it the minus one that he has?
It's the minus one.
Well, that you man, he has strength, though. It's better than a dart.
My other guy didn't fight, too.
Yeah, it's a...
That's fine, right?
Yeah.
I killed
it's
one,
a strength-based right? weapon instead of an agility-based weapon. Shouldn't that carry over?
It's your strength, yeah, so it'll be a plus one.
Yeah, because okay. Dart is my agility, which sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. I thought so.
So there's that club, there's a dagger, and then your character has a short sword.
Gotcha.
I suppose while you're also going after that, you can take 43 copper pieces, a large sack, and
a net.
We'll probably your take copper a net. Okay.
Where does that say that?
Right here, my starting funds.
23.
Well, this guy.
23, 25.
This guy will grab your sack.
You got a lot of juice, dude.
All right.
You should have got all kinds of supplements before you went out there.
Large. 12 CP. Is that how much it costs? Is that what that means?
That's how much is in it.
Oh, there's 12 CP in it?
Well, there's 3 CP in this flask, though. And there's 15 CP in this 10-foot pole.
In this
Never
pole.
Mind, then. Maybe
it's just the base cost.
All right.
All right, cool.
Who picked up the dagger?
Actually, he already has one. Eric, do you want the dagger? Do you, one of you guys need one?
Yeah, Father Loblaw got the dagger because he didn't get anything. And while he was stabbing the zombie tree vine's ass, he picked up the dagger.
He used the short sword, didn't he?
No, that's William Law. People are always getting confused.
I understand. Okay, so
we're twins.
The path is now safe. You walk up to the ruined wall. The keep's massive wall has collapsed here.
Wait a minute. Do we want to try to put any of those seeds inside, like the flask or something like that?
Yes, I do.
Or a sack or something.
Okay. I would like to put the...
They might come in handy later, I don't know.
Write it down.
They won't grow. Do you want them in your flask or do you want them in my sack? And put some seeds in my
didn't
sack.
Didn't you say they were dry? Or they're wet, rather?
They're wet mucusy.
They came out in black mucus.
Okay, yeah, you probably
yeah I'm going to put them in flask then.
Okay.
Might come in handy later.
Can I go piss real quick?
Yeah.
What? We got a gift?
So you guys are at the gatehouse. The dark, mossy gatehouse.
Yeah, you
got down close.
Towers above you, grim and foreboding. Murder holes fashioned in the likeness of looming toads.
Toads?
Threaten to gout forth flaming oil and tar. Black arrow slits pierce the high stone walls. Mm-hmm. You hear the flap of the heretical banner above, hidden from sight by the vine-draped battlements. The ancient drawbridge has long since fallen away into ruin, leaving only a few rotten planks across the ditch. The heavy iron portcullis stands half-raised, the rusty spikes a mere 4 feet above slots cut into the stone floor. So, there's a drawbridge. Drawbridge isn't there anymore. There's mm-hmm. a couple rotted beams across, which you can try. Or you can come up with another way to get across.
Yes, there's rotting beams.
Rotting beams.
Can we see anything on the other side of the bridge?
Roll an intelligence check.
What one?
Which of the...
D20. It's like almost always D20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's going to be plus
best,
zero.
If your best guy, yeah. All my guys are zero or negative.
So I have 12 and then mod zero.
Oh my God.
So no, it's just... You just roll a D20 and add...
The mod.
Whatever the mod.
Okay.
Which will be zero.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't see anything, but you do hear coming out of, like, the windows where the arrow slits are. Animal-like sniffing sounds and the scratch of claws on stone.
I don't like these.
Is there any other way forward or just the bridge?
What was the other thing you said?
We can find a way around if we want.
Yeah, you can try and look around the castle.
I'll throw my little midget over there.
I was going to say, we could try to get one of the smaller
characters. Chuck a guy across
you can also,
the thing.
The walls are 30 feet high, so it's you could climb them, theoretically.
It takes strength.
Is there any, handholds or anything to climb?
There are vines.
Oh, shit. I don't want to fuck with vines.
Kind of vines.
They look quite similar.
Oh, they look similar?
I'm getting fucked by vines earlier,
I'm not climbing no vines. Calvin, you want to climb vines, you can take one of your...
I didn't say I want to climb vines. I said I was out immediately. As I heard vines,
I climb,
I'm out.
I climb the vines and climb the shit. I'll throw a midget across this chasm before I climb the vines.
Right? Throw them hard.
I always want to lock a midget in a birdcage.
What?
You ever want to do that?
No.
Like put them over a fire?
Shane, no one wants to do that.
You gotta roll for that.
Roll to stick in a game.
So we're just in like, just it's like a hall kind of thing, right? There's walls straight and back, and there's a hole.
It's like
a bunch of things before
ground,
yeah.
Planks. And then beyond that is the portcullis.
Okay.
That's open.
So we could go another way and just look around and see what's around. I think we should just look around and see what we can find. Maybe we can find a better board to throw across the planks.
Probably the best idea, unless we send one of our halflings over.
Yes,
but we can't see anything on the other side anyway.
Okay, so you start to go around the castle, and you notice a place where the keep's massive wall has collapsed.
No. Okay.
Has it filled in the moat?
It has, and it's produced sort of a rocky slope. The blocks are precariously balanced atop one another, like a Titan's game of dice.
Maybe we should take the planks.
Say it again.
And there's fucking beasts on the other side.
The rocks
the keep's massive wall has collapsed here, spilling stone blocks down the rocky slope. The blocks are precariously balanced atop one another, like a Titan's game of dice.
It's pretty descriptive way of saying they're not very balanced.
It's all about
visualizing it.
Harry Stroll, Harley Stroll, knows his stuff.
So you want to step on
he
a rock
much
like
for me
that?
To visualize. It's like, this is how it is.
You want to jump on that and hopefully balance?
You want to just like, pick up some rocks and throw it at it, make sure it doesn't fall?
Absolutely. You do so. It does fall.
Oh, shit.
Told you. I didn't trust it.
But now that it's fallen, it is now safe to climb.
I'm so fucking smart.
I said I wasn't climbing it.
I said we go in, then. It fell.
Okay, you go first.
I go first.
All right,
you go first.
My midget covered in shit goes first.
You climb
halfway.
Up.
Halfway.
Shouldn't say
midget. Sorry.
Shouldn't say midget.
You got me all hopped up on sugar and...
Give me some sweet tarts.
Okay.
Some sweethearts.
You climb up and, searching the rubble in the aftermath, discover a narrow rocky shaft descending 14 feet beneath, opening into a small cave at the foot of an enormous rune-carved portal.
How far down?
Ain't going there.
14 feet.
Anyone got a rope? Rope anybody?
No. Well, I don't know.
I have a net.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how large it is.
You have a 10-foot pole.
I have a chain.
But is someone going to hold it?
I have three sets of fine suits.
And I have 3-yard fabric. So I can tie the fabric to the chain.
I have three sets of fine yard suits.
Can I do that?
So.
Piss shirt, don't break.
You don't have to go down there. You can just climb the wall instead and enter the courtyard.
Yeah, I would say they'll probably see us in the courtyard.
You want to look into the courtyard?
Wet shirt, bend bars.
Can we look into it?
Sure.
I just want to look a little bit.
Yeah. Wet shirt, don't break. Wet shirt, don't break. Piss shirt, bend
stealthily.
Bars.
Stealthily.
You look into the courtyard and see a barren ridge of black stone rises from the overgrown courtyard. A low stone wall marked with eerie sigils is built atop the crest of the stone, making a well. A stout block and tackle frame supports a single thick chain that plunges into the inky blackness.
Hey, we could use that.
A soft moan rises from the well like a faint cry for help.
Never mind.
Help!
It could be a trap.
Ooh, that person's down in the well waiting for fuckers to show up.
It's like the...
No. Who knows?
Like the well walker.
Yeah, but
some of these people...
Are they hear ya? Guys!
There's people who have entered this place before, though, you know, and just people have been captured.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not so frequently that you just stand at the bottom of a well yelling for help.
Where's one of these beast men trying to call for one of its beast men friends
you
to come and help?
Beast there, not like a person looking for help. What kind of beast man goes, help, guys?
He didn't say he's saying help. Moaning in a... What was it?
A soft moan rises from the well, like a faint cry for help. You'd have to get closer.
Maybe
to
if it is a Beastman and we do help him, he'll help us fuck up the rest of the Beastman, throw him in the well.
I'm not a Beastman.
I don't know.
I ain't trusting a Beastman. We can go look at the
well. We need allies.
We can go look at the well.
You want to go look at the well?
We can go look at the well.
Which character's going to look at the well?
It is.
This is a big idea.
It's going to be
My idea was to lay this pole across this hole, put a chain on it, and climb down the chain.
Father Loblaw is going to go look at the hole because, one, he's trying to record everything. He has to know what's in there.
He's
starting to get his faith back a little bit.
His guy's got a dagger and a sword. So yeah.
He needs to roll a will check, which is a d20 plus your will modifier.
Will modifier is zero.
Roll that die. You need a 13 or better.
Well, fuck.
Roll it well.
That's your roll?
I was going to try to...
You're like, try to drop the bottle. I said land 12.
All right, so...
I see shit.
You peer into the well and see a yawning darkness. Depth perception and spatial reality have no relationship within the well. It seems to fall away from you as you draw closer.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
So therefore,
I'd immediately stop walking towards it.
It's much farther than you think it is. As you're just thinking to back away, you begin to tumble into the well.
Oh.
Wait, is this your covered shit halfling?
No.
Oh.
Did anyone approach the well with him?
Hell no.
I did not.
He's the only one.
Wait. Yes.
Yes? Okay, roll will check. If you pass, you have a chance to save him.
Yeah.
13.
Wait, who went? Rop or melee? Jay didn't go. He's like, fuck that, I ain't going.
Anybody else
go? I'm a trapper.
He's got
I know shit hides in wells.
What number are you adding to it on him?
He's a will.
All right, Rop.
You have to get number 13 or 12.
Oh, shit, nigga.
He's not going to last.
All right, melee went to help.
Come on.
Melee went to help you. The jester.
13 or better.
I like melee.
16.
Yeah,
all right.
So you pass.
Good job, melee.
Now you need to make a reflex save to catch.
Fuck, -1.
Catch him.
Fucking be strength.
You only need an 8.
Fuck this up, Aaron.
I came to help. I could have stayed back here and let you fall your ass in there. I said not to look at a well. It's a friend. He needs help. No, you're not.
I have faith.
Beastman.
My faith was unrewarded.
You got your ass from the inside.
Aaron, 7. You write a book about how faith never wins.
-1.
Okay.
Luck. Wait, how much did I need?
You need 2 points.
You need 8.
Melee using luck? Fuck. Yes.
You're gonna die anyway.
Alright.
Melee uses luck.
So you begin to tumble into the well that you
thought
was much further away. No, only half. Oh, if you're a halfling, you can do that. Just as you're about to go into the dark, endless abyss, you feel someone grab you and pull you back to reality.
Me? Yeah. Good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Next time, don't go to the well, like I said.
You made a good story for my scribe book.
There's one time where Aaron is unequivocally right.
So now that you've passed the rule check, you can approach the well without danger.
Okay.
Basically.
So he can look in?
He can look in.
All right, I guess he peers in then.
That's why I won in the first place. You're welcome.
You see darkness.
Fuck, it's dark down there.
So you can't.
Can I, like, just
drop... You're hearing shit.
What happens if I drop a rock in there?
You do so. Shit. You...
Ah! And I wanted you. I just said what happens. Okay, good.
You have to...
I know. I have to ask.
You hear it bounce off, and then you hear it echo as if it were closer and then farther. It sort of alternates.
Oh, this is a weird dimension. We ain't going here. There's magic shit down there. But there could be magic stuff down there.
Could be.
Magic's really rare in this world.
Yeah, that's magical.
Like down wells.
Been down well. There's no magic.
Okay, so you're in a courtyard. The courtyard sort of goes off in different directions. You can either head towards the gate. You can head towards the sort of building that enters into the keep itself. There's also...
The keep is where they're keeping the people, right?
A giant sinkhole.
Oh, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Well went down, sinkholes go down. We don't want to go down.
And lastly...
Is it a dimension hole?
Could be. Dimensional butthole. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you just change your things, Rick?
I haven't. No. Lastly, you can just sort of examine the courtyard itself and try to see if there's anything hidden about.
That's not a good
idea.
Well,
we're already here. Let's look around.
Okay. You do so. Pulling away dead brambles and matted weeds, you find a long flagstone half buried in the muddy ground. Digging away the rotting soil, you discover a sigil carved into the face of the flagstone.
What's it look like?
It looks like a capstone.
Capstone.
Capstone and flagstone?
Wait.
capstone? Like someone on top of something?
Like yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there might almost, you know, like a medieval manhole cover.
Oh, so we should put that over the well.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it might be tapping
stones. Are there any stones around?
Are there any scribes?
Yeah, I'm a scribe. It's got saved. Thank God.
If you roll a...
we'd have been like, fuck, we should have spent that luck.
Roll an intelligence check to see if you can decipher the ruins.
My intelligence mod is minus one.
He's not a very good scribe.
Do you need a 12 or better?
Should have picked a different career.
12!
Minus one?
Yeah.
You can spend luck.
Spend a luck.
How do I do that?
He's got plenty. Just
cross it out, and now it's 13.
Yeah.
Huh?
Don't use a pen, though.
Yeah.
What?
Just cross out
your luck.
Your luck
will now be 13.
Drop it one.
Drop it to a zero.
You're a pretty damn
zero
lucky.
Bonus.
What?
It reads, till death.
No, don't change it to a zero.
You said 13, right?
Yes, 13, but don't change the mod.
Okay. I didn't.
Okay, good.
Till death shall pass.
Huh?
Till death shall pass is what it says.
That's what the what says.
The stone.
The capstone.
Oh.
The stone you read.
That
you spent luck to read.
It says what?
Till death shall pass.
Whatever that means.
It's a big, heavy stone. If you would want to move it, it will be tricky, unless you had a block and tackle.
There was a block and tackle over the well, wasn't there?
Yep.
I say we try.
I mean, did you see what happened? What was happening to me? Fucking melee was there, at least.
Yeah, he's looking at you like...
Just put a cap on them, we don't have to worry about it.
Tip.
I mean, we're sending whatever that
that's
thing
moaning
down there
to
die.
Give me some of that scribe money.
Maybe if we close it up, then other shit around the place won't...
Is there something underneath this cap?
Maybe we can cap it, and then we can go in the fucking other hole.
Is there something underneath the cap already?
You could lift the cap and then immediately lower it, if there is.
Like, what if there's something
down
there?
Let's try that.
What if it's got a beast in there?
I pry it open slowly with my 10-foot pole. Using my pick as a lever.
It would... Okay.
I'm 10 feet away.
It would take a strength 20 check to do such a thing.
Could
with pry.
Him?
Yeah.
Like, is a 10-foot pole...
Even with the lever?
Even with the lever.
How
many takes that away?
It requires a 30 check
11?
Otherwise.
Yeah.
If
it's 10 feet, all 11
just
of us that are still
everything.
Alive.
What if some judge out there killed us? Like, what is fire? And just...
I do have the
how much can you improvise? That's what I'm saying. How much can you improvise?
Well, so... This one is a little more railroady than most are because...
It's designed to put the characters in harm's way.
It's designed to get you in and out, right? After this, it'll be much more open-ended.
Yeah.
Think Skyrim in that I have sort of an idea in my head of
like
the main quest.
Yeah, like the
storyline. But as you go along, there will be many minor quests.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you can ignore the main quest altogether.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Which
like
I did
Skyrim.
A lot in Skyrim.
Yeah.
I only made it like 3 quests in.
So this is not... indicative of how the rest of the campaign will go. It's just to get you a character to start.
Yeah. And it kind
of
gets you like familiar a little bit
with the
stuff.
System.
So because Calvin has a 10-foot pole,
yep.
And we have a lot of surface area to use as a wedge, could a couple of us
sure.
go in there?
Absolutely.
Try to open that thing?
You can all roll and add your numbers together to try to get to 20.
Melee well.
Right. What do you mean, strength?
I'm not letting the other two
yeah. strength.
I'm still worried there's going to be fire or some shit.
Father Law Blow will help. He has a strength 15.
So plus one.
Yeah, this guy gets plus one too.
All right. Roll the die.
Roll your d20.
You need to add up to 20.
I got 5.
We have 7 over here.
I got 10.
17. I have 5.
No,
Shane.
We have 8.
I have 5.
Shane,
18,
am I going for
19.
17.
Very good.
He almost does it by himself. You guys are harming more
than
you're
helping. Why did you just do it
before,
Shane?
Fuck.
Fuck. Are you talking about how much you can lift?
Who's peeking in?
I don't know.
I was helping to lift. I wasn't peeking in.
Sting will peek in.
Sting peeks in. It's dark. Oh. Are you lighting a lantern?
Yeah, I'll take Uglump's lantern off his belt and light it.
Lifting the capstone revealed a small coffin-like nook. Walls and floors are stone. You see a hide-wrapped bundle, roughly 5 feet in length, sets atop a pair of wooden rests.
Let's get that.
So kind of like a samurai sword, right?
I take it out.
Oh, God, there's like a mummy.
Okay, you take it out.
You can reach
you
it?
You unwrap it?
Yeah, you can reach it. I feel its shape before I unwrap it.
You feel the shape of a bow, but it feels heavier than that. There's more than just a bow in here.
Like a war bow.
Like a long bow.
Ooh.
Like a bow and quiver?
More than that.
Right. I lay it down and unwrap it excitedly.
All right. You see a stone idol depicting some sort of god that you probably don't recognize. A long sword forged of milky steel, sheathed in a jewel-encrusted scabbard.
What's that, Bo?
A fur-tuffed longbow.
Oh, hey.
And a leather quiver containing 25 arrows.
25. Right, so it was my idea.
And a leather pouch.
To open this.
Do you open the leather pouch?
What does it feel like?
It feels like...
Is it jingle?
Cloth. Hmm. Inside.
Cloth inside?
Mm-hmm. It should be safe, right?
Could be like a map.
I have melee open if you want to. No, wait, you don't die.
Could be chloroform.
I'll open it.
All right. A leather pouch containing a granular green powder inside of a bag and a roll of 5 cloth bandages.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like a healing item.
It's a salve.
Sounds like a herb.
It looks like a salve.
Okay, it's a powdered salve then. Okay.
Like, don't breathe.
What's that?
It's a green herb.
Okay.
Regular style.
Yeah.
Okay. The hide itself is fur of a rare spotted mountain leopard.
Ooh, Jay likes that.
Wow.
He's a trapper. He's carrying a badger pelt.
Yeah.
He likes hides.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Sure.
Okay.
Make a hat out of it, though.
So who is holding what? And I'll tell you what they're worth, although that might not be what you get for them.
Sting will take the bow, since he has a really good agility and he doesn't have strength.
Okay.
So...
It's a normal longbow.
Okay.
Leather quiver, 25 arrows.
You know what? Not related to what that is necessarily, but Jay and Rob are going to switch.
Switch what?
Well, like, he has a -1 in strength, and he has a 0 in strength, but he has 0 in slinging. So I might as well switch so at least the difference is similar.
Yeah.
You can switch a weapon.
So he's going to get the range weapon, and he's going to get the melee weapon?
Yeah, I want to switch it around.
That's a good idea.
Who's taking the long sword?
What's the stats on that?
It's
does
a
anybody
D8
not have
damage.
Is what
a D8 damage?
I have a guy who has a sling.
I wouldn't mind taking.
And
long
he
sword.
Grabbed some rocks.
Did he get his sling back? He threw the whole sling.
Yeah, he picked up the sling.
Yeah.
But all he has is just rocks to throw.
I got a dagger, a short sword, and scissors.
Yeah, so I got a club, a dagger, and a sling.
Scissors as dagger.
Scissors.
Oh. I wouldn't mind taking that.
So Shane would like the longsword?
We don't have a problem with it. Yeah.
So it does a D8 damage.
Huh?
Normally, a longsword, because they're hard to manufacture in this sort of medieval times, costs 10 gold pieces. But this one, with its milky steel and jewel scabbard, is worth 75.
Could we take the scabbard and use it as a weapon as well?
What does that mean?
By buying this thing?
No, I'm saying if you were trying to sell it.
Gotcha. Okay. That's how much it's worth.
You could sell it and buy everyone longswords.
Write that weapon down somewhere on your paper or somewhere.
Yeah, write it down in your weapons section.
Now, what weapons do you have? Because you had all melees. And I'd like for my other guy to have at least a melee weapon, so if his sling doesn't work, he has a melee weapon.
Can you give him the dagger?
Or if you give it to
Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, there's shit. Yeah, I guess.
All right, take a...
So cross off the dagger.
Where's my blue pencil? Keep going.
Well, you give me, dog.
I borrowed it to write down.
Huh?
I brought, like, 7.
No, I'm trying to save people here.
Cross out the dagger.
I'm trying to save lives,
you don't have it.
All
right. Well, Calvin chucked one.
Well, I was going to say, why don't I just give it to one of my other people?
Because it doesn't work.
Well, don't you have better weapons for everyone else?
No, I have a staff that's -3.
Well, that's because his...
That's your strength.
Anything will be -3 because he's a weak-ass bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
He's the one you want to send ahead.
Yes. All right. Kill Aaron off immediately.
You asshole anyway. All right, so...
Sometimes.
You give me a dagger? Just a regular dagger?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to... Let him keep a dagger, then I'll give him a dagger.
Okay.
No, I'll let him keep the sling, though.
Who's taking the hide of fur, mountain leopard fur?
Can my trapper have it?
Yeah.
He likes pelts and
like
furs and stuff.
What are we going to do with it, though? I can make it into a hat.
We don't want your fucking hats.
The man has
a small hat.
I'll make it into a hide. Like, armor.
Why do you have skills? You just trap shit. You don't make shit.
How you know what I do?
You trap shit,
what
you take it, and you sell it.
Maybe.
You're not making anything.
Maybe I do. I'm carrying a badge.
I take
now.
Shit and make it into amazing hats. Think about this.
Where you get your shit?
Huh?
Yeah. Where you get your shit
from you?
Okay. Well, I'll take this for now and I'll give it to you later.
So
when
you
I
just
hat.
Give it to me, but you you have your own skills. So you could have made all this money without me as a middleman, but decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just give this guy hides. I don't do any work. All right. I'm a halfling. All right. It's hard to make money as a halfling. I do it making hats. You give me that.
Maybe it's a very progressive medieval type. Society.
You got a sword.
I have no say over party matters, but there is a Bob Dylan song called A Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat.
Really?
Remember that Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan song?
Why do you get it?
That's cool.
County Fair.
Huh? Why do you get to choose? Yeah.
That's fucking
I'm
song.
Taking it.
My one, this guy, my hat maker, he was fine during the Vine thing.
Good, but he's covered in sludge and swallowed it.
No, he has a hat with it's away from his face.
He said you coughed, but you seemed okay.
He said you got some in your mouth.
I had breadcrumbs in my mouth earlier.
All right, so Shane has the long sword.
Yes.
You have the long bow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the quiver?
Yes.
And the quiver and the arrows.
Yes.
Pelt.
You have the pelt.
Yes.
Do you want to take the stone idol?
Eric can have that.
Can we identify it?
You
can.
I did the intelligence to read this shit.
It looks like
you guys are going.
I saved your life.
It looks like
so
a demon frog.
A demon frog?
Demon frog.
Yeah, I'll take the idol.
He's got it.
I don't like him having that.
No. I'm taking it.
So I got a leopard hide.
All right.
Okay, so you've searched
you can do
the courtyard. Which way would you like to go now? There's into, like, the castle. There's into the well. Probably not. There's into the, inside the rubble, there was that 12-foot long into a cave, right? Mm-hmm. Or there's the sinkhole. Or you could try to climb the walls and get, you know, onto the walkways and see if there's entrances
the
up there. Yeah, the parapets.
I think we should try to climb to see if there's anything better.
Well, is it under mine still?
Not on the inside.
So all the nastiness was outside.
So
the problem we come across is that everyone climbing is going to have to roll probably strength checks.
Well,
to make
wouldn't
it
be easier to go back
so
to
the
where the walls were,
one of my
were,
guys just
were broken and try to climb there rather than climb straight up walls?
Possibly. And
yeah.
Also, if you can, like, someone can secure a rope, if someone has a rope.
I have a 10-foot long chain and fabric that's 3 yards. Can I just tie them all together?
10-foot, how big are the walls?
They are 30? 30 feet. But if you go to the ruin section,
yeah,
you could easily get to a 10-foot spot.
I said we do that. We already threw the shit at us, so it shouldn't be
moving. So we need our strongest person to try to climb this up there and then tether it so that we can climb easier?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, that would be probably Raven then.
I have one guy with a +1.
Raven.
He's got
a +2. Raven, would you like to climb the wall?
Where's this +2 at?
Strength.
It's your strength mod. Okay. So am I looking at 17 or am I looking at 2?
You're going to roll your d20 and then you would add 2.
Yep.
And you have
because you have a 17, that's what gives you the +2. The higher your number, the better modifier you get.
Okay. Because you're just inherently, because of your attributes, you're inherently better than someone with a strength of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you climb the wall?
Yeah, I'll climb.
Okay. Sorry. Roll the die and add 2. You only need a 10. Natural 20.
Natural 20.
So you do it and...
What's natural 20 mean?
That means that you pass.
As a natural
in everything.
So anytime I say natural, that's the number on the die.
Okay.
Versus a modified, because technically you got a 22.
You ain't been juicy.
But a natural 20 means you critted. In this case, it doesn't matter so much other than you just look badass doing it, like you parkoured the shit out of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you're doing car wheels up it.
like you Garfield it up the wall.
But
basically. With a chain. Heavy chain.
Yeah. If it was in a combat situation or a spell casting situation, you would have succeeded extraordinarily well and gotten bonuses.
Yeah, a lot of times it gives you more.
But in this case, you parkour up, you somehow secure the chain, and everyone else can climb up easily.
Okay.
Without having to make a check.
I never roll d20s. Like, a natural one.
You probably should.
Alright, so you're on top. So you climbed up over here. So you have 2 ways to go. One way is a solid way until it gets to that sinkhole. And then there's no more wall.
Okay.
The other way is much more broken up. And it eventually leads you to the gate. To above the gate, which there are runes. Or you could continue on and there's like a spiral tower on this end of things.
I say we go to the gatehouse.
Isn't that where we heard the noises from the arrow?
I say we
should
have a projector and you fucking put that on the wall.
We can get to the gate,
you're
open
really
the gate
now.
You're not supposed to see
it necessarily, although it doesn't really matter in this case. It doesn't have anything secret that you haven't found.
Oh, okay.
But,
I've seen where they have like a fucking map and they're playing this motherfucker.
Yeah,
well that's
we could do
a
that.
Different style of gaming.
But
the gate?
We don't have a... So here's the gate. This is where you climbed up. You could either have climbed up on this side or this side. I'll assume this one because this is the sinkhole. You have not much hope here.
Yeah.
So you could go along and get to the gatehouse. That is where you heard
the
scratching
all the noises.
And the sniffing.
What's all the people suffering on the left side?
Is the gate open?
That's the vines.
The gate? Oh. The portcullis is open.
Okay. We could throw those fuckers out and then close the gate on them.
Okay. Let's try.
So do you want some of you staying below and some above? Or do you all want to go into this direction?
I say we sit together.
Splitting up's usually not good.
Yeah, splitting up's bad.
Okay. To the gatehouse, then?
To the gatehouse.
To the gatehouse.
So obviously there's campaigns where every single one of us can die.
I mean, this is one of those campaigns.
Likely where, like, this one.
Every single one of us. Like, we've already lost one. Okay.
So
I don't even know how far into this
and we haven't even gotten,
Some DMs roll the dice behind the screen so that they can fudge results if they don't want people to die. I'm always going to roll in front and tell you...
You're dead.
What I need to roll in order to hit, right? And I'll roll the damage out front. So if you die, it's because of the roll.
The roll.
Okay.
Right?
It's all up to chance rather than...
But, yeah, hopefully, like, you'll make situations for yourself where you're in much better position than otherwise.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like this one. Tossing them out and dropping the portcullis is a great idea. Right? So you have a much better chance of not dying rather than saying, I charge in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the gatehouse. The dark, moss-eaten gatehouse towers in front of you, grim and foreboding. You're in above it, aren't you? Okay. So you go inside, and there are two beastmen. One of them has receding lips that curl back to reveal saber-like fangs.
Lips! Shane.
And split pupils of a cat.
Receding lips.
Yes. The other is hunched, furred back with a second diminutive head.
Hunched?
Hunched.
With a second head.
With
small
a
head.
Fur back and a small diminutive head.
Is it smaller?
You don't know.
What? The head? Yeah, it's smaller.
No,
it's diminutive.
Yeah,
this is the second guy.
It's like a shrunken head.
Oh, the second guy appears smaller, although it could just be because of his hunch.
Usually hunched people are smaller too, except Jafar.
Jafar?
Yeah.
Is he hunched?
He's hunched when he's playing that guy in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He has the roof.
Okay. Go on. So, they were looking out, expecting you to come to the gate side.
Ah!
So, you surprised them.
Aha!
Ha-ha! Smiled their pants down.
Surprise round?
Fingering each other's assholes.
So, the surprise round, there are two of them.
Yes!
Yay! What would you like to do? You want to try and push them out the windows?
Are we throwing them out? Is that what I'm trying to do?
Are we sure they're
money?
Not just...
we just stab them all?
Are we sure they're not actually villagers that are, like, chained there to
back?
Look like them?
They're
so
beastmen with
try to
fangs!
Kill it's not like Saw, is it?
So, looking at them, you can no longer recognize that they were human, except for the guy with the diminutive head, which you do recognize as a villager's head.
Yeah, he's fucked, though.
Oh, so it's not even a real... It's not like he just put a villager's head on his shoulder, probably.
No, he transformed.
No. Yeah, he transformed, and that's the villager's head who's, like, screaming, but silently, because he doesn't have the vocal cords, because the beast head has the vocal cords.
So he's aware of his...
He's aware.
Yeah.
I'll just kill myself.
He's fucked. Let's kill him.
He doesn't have any control of anything.
We'll go stab him in the back.
I said we surprise and we just push him out the window.
Surprise, motherfuckers!
Okay, I'm gonna stab him in the back and Proximo and Gladiator. Shadows and dust!
Can we tell if they have anything that could be useful on them?
Well, after they're dead on the ground, we can go pick their bodies up.
Spears.
Will they die from that fall?
30 feet?
30 foot fall.
Yes. I don't know what these
are. And there's a portcullis. They can then drop on them.
Yes. If they try to get back inside,
you see a lever.
We'll be all like.
What's the best way of doing that? We need strength checks on them or
what?
You
just
do it. Oh.
Yeah,
it's a surprise. I run in with my frog demon eye, like, and they look at it, and then
have
the
midget push
behind
first. Smash
fuck!
Yeah.
You have a surprise round, you bum rush them.
Bum rush.
You flip them over.
We village
one of you pulls down the lever for the portcullis, and it crushes them, like impales them, right?
I love when a good plan comes together.
Like,
that works.
Now,
whoops!
Do you want to leave the portcullis closed, or do you want to re-raise it?
Let's raise it up because
let's make sure they're dead first.
Well, lift it up and lower it again.
Yes.
I'm saying, let's lift it up because we gotta make a quick escape. We need to get right out.
All right. So you bring it up. They had two spears that they left conveniently inside.
Good.
So you can take spears if you like.
Who needs a spear?
Oh, Father Loblaw only has one. He has a dagger. The other one has a short sword. Topper has scissors.
So a spear has an advantage in that it has reach.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be next to the person.
I'd like to give it to Father Loblaw because he's pretty good strength.
And it does a D8 damage,
which is very good. By the way, how much?
It also inflicts double damage on a mounted charge.
Ooh.
If you were using.
So
if you're riding a beast man
or a dwarf.
D8.
No. D8.
Dang it.
1D8.
1d8.
How much damage and hit does the longbow do?
A d8.
Sweet!
Yep.
I must just write something down.
No, it's a matter of who's getting the spears.
There's
you
two
gave
spears.
The one guy guy a spear?
Yeah, I gave Father.
So
Bob
you gave one guy a spear. Does someone else want a spear?
Can I have this guy take a spear? Or did you?
It's up to you, what?
You have that cool sword too.
Going off camera.
Yeah, but also he just has a cudgel and a staff.
Yeah,
right now,
all about longbows.
Right now, all my weapons do D4 damage. Anything I have. That's what I was kind of looking at. Like he has a bow that does D8. You have that as a D8.
This is D8. This does -3 and -0.
What's your sword do too?
Which one?
You got a big sword, didn't you?
Yeah,
a short sword.
Six.
D6.
Well, can I have that fucking? What we talk about spears?
A spear?
Yeah.
You would like a spear?
Yeah. I want the spear.
You got? No.
I got what? What do I got?
You said you got damage.
All my stuff does D4 is what I said.
You had fucking that cloth last time.
The pelt?
Yeah.
I'll hit him with a leopard.
You needed it so that
you
can
camouflage
yourself.
It made sense for the trapper to have a pelt.
It makes sense seeing him do shit with it.
You were fighting for it. I'll take the spear.
Why?
I'll give him my weak guy, who does 0 damage.
What? Okay. You'll give it to your weak guy that does no damage.
My second weakest guy.
When he dies, you can just take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So write down the spear, Shane.
I just try to survive till then.
Don't you continue along the wall.
Like you do with Eric.
Like when I say Eric's like,
yeah,
and then he wouldn't let me have a belt.
Just run up there and take the spear. Don't try to grab his belt.
Until you come.
That was so funny. I just go up and like grab your sword and take it like, bye!
You continue along until you come to the tower.
Okay.
Flanked by crumbling stone walls, the moss-covered tower, stands proud despite the ravages of time. A tall, rust-bound portal bars the tower's sole entrance, watched over by a leering, demonic gargoyle.
Fuck!
Rings of deep arrow slits pierce the thick walls, and overarching battlements loom high above.
Oh, it's not... So it's an actual just gargoyle?
It's a stone gargoyle.
It's not moving.
Okay.
It's not a real gargoyle.
I was picturing, like, the gargoyles are...
Calvin, you could shoot an arrow at it, see if it moves.
It's not gonna.
You sure?
Yeah.
How you know?
Because
we had a well to another dimension.
It's in daylight.
Like, that gargoyle ain't real.
It's in daylight.
We're in daylight. Yeah, what should we get?
We don't know the rules.
Have you seen the cartoon?
Yeah, but we don't know if it's the same rules. The
same rules.
If you would like to open the door.
I saw Lassie. Doesn't mean the fucking well sucked that dog down in. There's a little Billy down there.
You can try to break it down, or.
You just open it?
Just
try to.
If you had an axe or a hammer.
I know, that's
you
what
could
mean.
How about a pickaxe?
Destroy it. Pickaxe could work.
Pickaxe.
Let's do that.
All right, it takes you 5 minutes.
I mount the pickaxe to the end of my 10-foot pole, so I get...
Witch
junk!
I'm gonna hear that. It's not gonna help.
No.
I'm not as soon as you pick through the door, you notice a hellish scene.
Shit.
The hot stench of rot rolls from the tower, raising bile in the back of your throat. The floor is wide. It's a wide tower.
I'm hungry.
The floor of the wide tower is covered in rotting hides of cattle, sheep, and men. A narrow staircase spirals around the tower wall. Dark forms hang from the chains spiked through the wall. Surely these are your fellow countrymen.
Darn it. The ones we came to save?
Some of them. A pack of snarling beastmen slowly emerges from the shadows. Bloody spears clutched in their gnarled hands.
Shoot them!
Alright, so the door isn't fully open, right? We just have a peephole, basically?
He's, like, taken out, like, a section of it.
Like
so you can squeeze through.
Okay.
We have the bow and arrow. Who has a bow and arrow here?
Stingers. Are we just assuming that our villagers are still alive with all this shit going on?
Why would you get the fuck out of here?
Say,
y'all dead.
Jay wants to know if there's any, like...
The collector's got you.
Is there any sheepskins or anything from these... like, in that room?
Oh, yeah.
What?!
He likes... So you can act like a wolf in sheep's clothing?
He likes skins.
Definitely.
Okay.
Good, okay.
So, beastmen are coming towards you. It's too dark to see how many. Other than...
Yeah, lantern.
Uglum can.
You can?
Infravision.
There are 6 of them.
That's a few.
7 of them. One of them is much bigger than the others.
That's very bad.
Yeah.
Can I see a latch on the inside of the door?
Yes.
Can I stick something... Can I stick my pickaxe through the door to jam the latch?
Absolutely.
Like the crossbolt? Okay, I do that so
do
that
so.
They can't open the door and just swarm us.
All right, and then you stand back and fire arrows?
Yes, yeah, and arrows. The people with spears attack through the hole. Like,
they're not that close yet, right?
Tomb of Moria style.
But be prepared.
Be prepared.
They
all
got
right.
spears too, though.
Let's roll initiative.
Control.
They have spears.
Can I break my demon frog idol in half and throw it like a grenade?
That's
you can try.
It's not a holy hand grenade.
It's stone. It'll be tough.
They could summon a bunch of demon frogs.
No.
The beastmen get a 6.
Probably won't.
Damn. We're rolling initiative.
9.
Plus 2 is 11.
12.
And plus 2 is 14.
Okay.
So Shane is first. Eric is second.
What'd you get?
9.
Calvin is third.
5. My last.
Third for what?
Beastman is next.
You got the fucking bow and arrow. Shoot first.
I'm bow and arrow.
That's
shit.
Saying.
And,
well, I didn't get a fucking good roll.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's not much we can do until they get closer.
Yeah.
Well, with the bow you can.
Yeah, but...
And then third? Aaron is last.
So that looks your third, so you can't fire off until...
Well, no, he... So
until after you guys act.
Shane is first, but you can hold your action if you want.
Yeah. Okay.
But one of you guys has a spear, right?
Yeah.
So are you placing yourself at the door?
Guard? To prepare, yeah. I'll place myself at the door.
People with
Eric?
Swords?
Yeah. Inside, spear out. I'm unattainable.
One of my guys has a spear as well, so I'll do the other side.
Okay, Calvin? People with swords should stand to the sides of the door so they can't get stabbed, but they can cut spearheads off when they poke through.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which I don't have any good weapons, but I have a club. Could that help?
Calvin,
probably not as well.
Your turn.
Well, I'm going to stand
your
back
bow
and wait for you guys, and I'll be the last line of defense.
Are you shooting at the big guy or the not-so-big guys?
I got scissors, too.
I feel like the big guys...
Down the little guys first?
Huh?
You thinking about whittling down the little guys first?
Yeah. I feel like the big guy is going to be more difficult to...
Like, try to thin their numbers if we can, and then, like...
That way we don't absolutely get swarmed.
That's what you do in like, raids.
Yes.
Take out those little guys, and then you focus on the big guy.
Focus on the boss. Okay. So, first guy in front. Little guy.
All right. Roll hit.
I got
not much HP at all.
12? Can I add anything to the longbow?
You could, but 12 is what you need.
Sweet!
You roll damage.
Go, go, go.
You might kill him. These guys aren't great.
Doubt it.
It does not kill him. Alright, so you shoot.
Do I add damage to it at all?
Well, you would.
You just know it's D8. I don't know what
damage I think it's ability.
Okay, 2, 4.
You kill him.
Yay!
Sweet.
One down.
So,
one down.
It goes shoom, straight into one of his many, many, many eyes.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
Is this a big guy or the small
guy? This was a small guy.
These are little guys.
Okay.
We're going to try to whittle out the little guys. You always take out the small guys first.
Yeah, we're going to try to whittle out the little guys, and then we'll focus on the big guy last.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, there are 5 little guys.
So, a beastman comes up, one of the little ones, and you guys are ready at spears.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're stabbing through?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
So, roll to see if you stab it.
Roll the die.
I'm just going to sit there and hope he runs into the spear.
19!
That hits.
Shit,
yeah. Roll damage. You too.
Roll your hit.
Damage is what?
A D8.
20.
Natural 20.
Damage, Shane. That's
the
third
two
one.
Two pyramids stuck together.
Another third? So it's at least two.
No, it's the second one.
This one?
That's a D8, yes.
I thought you rolled one
randomly
earlier. Did, like,
what's your damage plus?
Oh, this guy is going to die a lot. All right. Shane, roll
with
a...
with a spear. Strength check, so it's a plus one. That's
okay.
An 8.
8.
So 20, it just means I... did hit him. Then you determine how much damage you did.
You roll the damage. It's not going to be necessary in this case, but you get to roll on the crit table. So, for example, that... We'll see what happens. Roll a... D... let's roll a D20. Let's make it interesting.
Roll this one again.
Okay.
You want high.
18.
Pretty high.
Good.
Okay.
It's other trick fucking dies ever.
Yeah.
There's
some that have like no one, they have like 220s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like that.
So it
don't buy any.
Doesn't help you too much in this. But so he spears them basically, and then you go to spear him and he like goes to block it, but then you shift the direction and just go straight through his skull and he's dead.
Falls to the ground. 4 little guys now.
4.
So there were 6.
And it's their turn.
6. Wait, did they attack the same guy? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We are doing... Now, the guys with swords are waiting to cut off spearheads, right?
And I have scissors as well.
So
that doesn't help.
So
good, they're sharp.
One of the beastmen just goes and shoulder checks the door. Since none of you were bracing the door...
Uglump was like standing there with his pick, like holding it. So it didn't joggle out. But
yeah, remember with the lock?
I wasn't exactly bracing the door, though.
Right. So he crashes through.
Fuck!
Now he's prone in front of you.
That's good. Chop his head off!
But the door is open. So,
The longsword guys?
Shane and Eric and Calvin, anyone that you had, that hadn't went yet from the spears can attack this prone guy.
Okay.
I have a short sword.
What are you doing with that? Blue at
this. And I have a dagger, scissors.
Like a marble.
So I got two guys that can attack.
You get a +2 because he's prone.
What am I doing?
He's showing you his dice.
Oh, yeah. They all have a little bit of blue.
You get a +2 because roll they're prone.
Okay.
This for roll your attack.
Roll your d20 for the melee guys that have an attack.
17.
You hit. Roll damage.
Which
might
is...
not be necessary.
It depends on what your weapon
depends
is.
Depends on what your weapon is.
It's a short sword.
D6.
D6. This one.
Yes.
The square.
6.
He dies. So, he falls. You just stab him in the spine.
Got it.
You twist it
stab
a bit.
Stab him in the ass like you did the other
flail.
Guy.
That was William.
That's 3.
He fucks people.
William just fucked people with swords.
3 down, 3 to go.
In the ass.
He's a lawyer.
Okay.
He should lob a lot.
Kill the lawyer!
Who else hasn't gone yet?
I have another guy.
You,
Topper.
Not yet.
Damn it.
He stinks, though.
Okay, so, Topper gets a chance, because another one's coming through.
Gotcha.
He's getting ready to spear you.
Does it help at all that, like, I know he's revolving, but I've been wearing this shit all over me for a long time. Does that help me at all?
Not with a reach weapon.
I don't have a reach weapon. I have a scissors
no,
that are...
he
dagger.
Has a reach weapon.
It's all crusty by now.
He's got, like, an 8-foot spear.
Wait, you guys gave us scissors? You gave him
pretty
nothing?
Crusty.
That guy's scissors are good.
He's not very good.
Okay. If it were not a beast of chaos,
yeah.
I would say it would,
yeah.
because they would want to stay away from you,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't care.
It's
doesn't
like
care?
The bog
he
of eternal
care.
Stench.
Okay, he's going to stay back then.
Okay. So who else wants to attack this charging beastman?
I have not attacked with Uglump, so...
Let's have it.
Seeing as how he crashed through the door, did mm-hmm. my pick come loose? Or will I have to spend...
Roll luck.
Okay.
Did you get lower?
Dude. Yes!
Then it did.
Yes. Yes. So, pick in hand, I wait for him to clear the door and swing at his back.
Roll it.
20!
Natural 20!
Roll
yay.
D20.
One. I'm glad
that
these were not
time.
Reversed.
That's the best time to roll.
Yes.
Roll damage.
All right. D4.
That's not bad.
A3.
Force of your blow shivers. Shivers? Your weapon free of your grasp.
Oh, yeah. It, like, if you hit a tree with, like, a wood pole and
yeah.
it, like...
But you inflict an additional D6 damage.
Yay!
But you're disarmed.
Well...
So it like... Oh, dang it.
Okay. 4 additional damage.
You kill him.
Good.
So he's dead with a pickaxe in his
two
back.
And a big guy, right? That's all
two and a big
yes,
guy.
That's 2 and a big guy.
They don't have any left, and they go first.
Yep, I'm back.
So
here.
You get speary spear from a little guy.
A lump.
Where'd my dice go?
You had them all, and then you moved them.
Maybe
you
push your little key fob.
There we go. 14. Oh, that'll hit without anything else, I assume. So spear.
Did you attack him?
What is a D8?
A lump. Yep.
A 6. He's dead, right?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Maybe no.
So that's...
What kind of weapons did he have?
One more remaining.
He had a pick, but it's in the dead guy.
You were in melee as well, so he's going to go after your character.
Yeah.
A 14.
No.
And
this is
he
when
does.
We all die, guys.
It's when we all
this
die.
This is when
yes.
we all die.
2 points of damage.
Which one did he fight?
He fought the guy that killed the guy on the ground.
That's
William.
How much HP you got?
He's got 2 HP.
Oh, you're
dead
too!
God damn it, William!
Cross him out!
I'm taking your sword later.
and now for the big guy.
I like that.
He's going to attack.
You're not sorry at all. You're sorry when Uglung dies, you're not sorry at all.
he's going to attack the bowman, because you were at the door.
What the hell did you do?
Bowman was standing back!
I know, but
no.
There's no
like,
one in front.
She hasn't fought anybody.
She's
shit!
All dead.
What the hell is she
you
doing?
Guys fucking me over!
I killed
the guy. 16, 17.
Why aren't you being attacked?
16.
Anything over 12.
AC, yeah. Okay, so he has a big old
last
axe.
Guy? That's your last guy?
Yes.
2d8 damage.
Oh, shit!
Hopefully you find a guy that's a lot.
9.
Yeah.
Can Topper jump in front of him?
Calvin's dead.
Yeah.
Sacrifice your short little
so
body.
He's diseased with shit all over him.
You finally admit that it was a mistake!
I just know that we need
he's diseased! Get rid of him!
So you dive in front of him?
He's got scissors. Can he dive in front of him while attacking with scissors?
Like, one hand through each of the scissors.
Okay.
Roll the die.
All right.
You roll
he's just depressed. He didn't get that pelt.
Roll a die.
Roll an attack. You'll die either way.
3.
You miss.
You didn't hit him.
So you go forward and are, like, going for his eye. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, you start to split.
Yeah.
Because he's cleaved you in in twain with an axe.
But like your character's alive.
Like the asteroid in Armageddon.
So you see, he saved
Wait,
me?
Does my disease, when I get split, go into any of his orifices?
Like his momentum is going forward.
He has to roll a fortitude check.
Okay.
Yes!
Yes! Ooh.
He fails.
Oh.
Yes!
Come on. He's diseased for later.
Yeah.
If he survives this encounter,
Wait, no.
he might die.
No, no, no. Remember,
yes!
Topper.
Encounter is the win.
Topper is a halfling. They are very, very hardy. As we,
know from the Hobbit.
You know what?
Yeah, true.
It's a good thing I didn't give him that pelt.
Maybe it's more faster acting on this big giant
two
axe
smaller pelts.
Your turn.
I have two smaller.
I was like a suicide bomber.
That's on my turn.
Oh, shit, man.
Because you didn't do anything.
I appreciated that
I
so much.
Yeah.
Oh. You said you're staying back.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
You did. You didn't say otherwise. So
I
this is what happens.
I thought we'd all just go. Like, what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then just go around.
All of you guys go
at
once.
Your initiative was low, wasn't
That's
it?
That's what the
initiative was. You were first.
Okay.
So what did you want to do?
Like, you killed one guy with your
Yeah, you killed
20.
One guy.
Yeah.
But then what did your other guys do? They just chilled? You didn't do anything with them, right?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
They all move at once, though.
So do you want to do anything with them, or...
You should. I just killed myself and put disease into his...
That guy will get the disease? That guy will eventually die.
Didn't get the disease from standing next to him for so long.
So there's two man-sized beastmen with spears, and there's one...
Big guy.
Double-sized, basically, with a big axe.
And poison.
Okay.
And disease.
Yeah, he's diseased.
Wait, the big guy's disease?
Big guy's
disease. Yeah,
the big guy
sliced
the one
me in
cleaned.
Half.
Yeah.
My disease that was all over me went into his eyes.
He lapped it all up.
He's probably a little blind. He probably can't see very well.
It tasted like green.
He's a -1 when he rolls.
Yeah. But like I said, hobbits are very, very hardy, so the disease is probably faster.
It's a halfling.
It's a halfling.
Is it a halfling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. He's a hobbit.
Shane, are you doing anything then?
So you're completely dead now?
No, I have
just
one guy left because
one
he sacrificed
left.
His shitty disease.
So he's lost
halfling.
Two and he's lost one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If anyone is... Well, you're probably all focused on...
Wait, didn't you lose two?
Oh, the encounter.
Huh? Didn't William die already?
Yeah.
So
why don't we have
so
Father
Loblaw
now?
He has one.
Cross off Topper.
Jane?
Shit.
All right. Michael will confront...
I never expected you to ever do that.
Does any of these guys have less HP now?
No,
they're all at full health.
They're all fresh.
Okay.
Any of them who have been hurt are dead.
You've killed four of them.
Yeah. You go for the smaller guys, though.
Yeah.
Four
Michael
out of the
will
seven
confront
dead.
One of the smaller guys who are farther away from the other two.
Okay.
Michael has a spear, too, so he has range.
Yeah, he has reach.
Spear versus spear.
Okay.
Roll to attack.
Two.
Okay.
At least you didn't get a one.
Right.
What's one mean?
It's a critical failure.
It means that's when I threw my sling.
Your turn.
Yeah, it means when you
possibly
lose or break your weapon or cause damage.
Rob
to
is going
to
use his sling that he has to throw at somebody. Thing. Right. We'll target one of the little guys that haven't been hit because that's what they're doing. Maybe the one that Shane was attacking.
No,
he's
at the bottom of the initiative. What
is it? There's one that Shane's attacking. There's another one that's just
you have to wait for him
somewhere. I guess I'll take the one in case I miss. I don't want to hit Shane.
Yep.
That's a good idea.
Three.
Miss.
Plus?
Your other...
I'll use melee.
Yep.
To attack the other spear guy, I guess, that Shane was attacking.
Do it. Club. Club it up.
Club. I'm going to try to club him.
That'd be a good idea.
13.
That hits.
Plus one. So then D4.
Can you do four damage?
Maybe. I could do five at most. So I just need a three or a four.
Yes.
Three.
It's a three.
Yeah.
He dies.
Dead.
I killed one.
Dead.
Clubbed him over the head.
One little guy, one big guy. We're back.
Disease big guy.
Hang on, I still have Jay that could do a dagger damage.
All right, Jay, do it.
I'll fuck up my dagger.
So he'll attack the other little guy, I guess.
Do it.
It's like you engraved your name on it before you handed it over to him.
I did.
Get him.
Fucker.
15.
It's good.
Okay.
You need four damage.
Okay. Do all daggers do the -1 thing?
No.
No, it's based on your strength.
Okay,
it's in melee.
Okay, so he doesn't then.
Two. All right.
So it is some damage.
Zoom! You cut at his arm, and he's sort of... It's bleeding. He can't use that one, so he's got the spear one-handed now.
Okay.
So he's back to Shane.
Less effective.
Big guy, little guy.
Good. We have one little guy and one
little
big
guy.
All right.
Okay, so he has all three of his characters to use now.
And remember, you guys are on the walls, right?
So.
Yeah.
So what? Shit, yeah, that's right. There is a
there's battlements to one side of us, probably our right side, and then there's a 30-foot drop.
Do you still have your buff?
Yes.
That's all he has, is one guy with a bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so can we push the big guy off? Is that what you're saying?
We could try. We could try to, like, stick a 10-foot pole in between him and the wall and, like, lever him off.
He's also diseased.
Like that.
So,
true.
He might be a little weird.
Don't forget that
he's diseased.
He might
be a little
diseased
dizzy and vertigo.
Don't forget that he's diseased.
He definitely doesn't have sex with him.
Topper died for that, all right?
No, and he said, no, the other guys have a sex.
So,
yes.
Your plan is one guy on this end of the 10-foot pole, one guy on this end, and you run.
Sort of, like Ninja Turtles 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to try it?
I'm last, so I don't know if I can do it.
How wide is the parapet?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it's 10 feet.
But that 10 sounds
feet?
Like something okay. Melee would do.
It is 10 feet.
Okay. So, does someone who's
hair
not carrying a...
What? Your hair, she's staring at it. The hair on your head.
You should.
It's incredible.
Dude, have you seen... No, you don't. Never mind. You don't even know who Jon Snow is.
I don't watch TV.
He should cosplay.
Yeah. You ever read Game of Thrones?
He should cosplay as Jon Snow without knowing who the character is and get compliments.
I read history books.
At
my students
enough.
Call me Jon Snow all the time.
Well, that's amazing.
You don't know Jon Snow.
Well, it works because he knows nothing.
I know nothing. Yeah.
He's a bastard. Well, okay, we're doing.
I'm just kidding.
All right, throw him off.
You gonna try it? With who?
Uglump.
Anyone but Aaron
has lost his life.
Yeah.
But,
I can't do it, right?
Father Wobble
is
still alive.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody other than the guy with the bow should probably
try.
Probably someone with some strength.
You're going to have to...
Yeah.
I had to go after them, so I can't help with this.
So
Father Wobble has one strength mod and 15 base.
So him and then Shane have one of your
you
characters.
You have a guy with strength
yeah.
that can
you
help.
You have two? Come on.
You can have one do this with his guy, and then the other two attack the little guy if you need to.
Yeah.
Can we just kill the little guy first?
You can.
You can. You can use one
if
to kill the little
to.
Guy.
It's your turn, Shane, so you can do whatever
okay.
you like.
We're just trying to come up with an idea of killing the big guy.
All three of his guys are in play, still.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should you use them?
Yeah. All three of mine are in play, but I can't go until after they go.
Yeah.
Okay, can two of my guys attack the little guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, attack with one, and see what happens, and attack with the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Michael will attack.
Hit.
It's a hit.
Roll to kill.
You
only
need
two.
You just need to do two damage.
No.
No, you
already
do
your damage.
You
already
use your. What'd you attack with?
The longsword?
Spear.
Spear?
Yeah.
Eight. Okay, so you need a d8.
D8.
Let's roll that.
Yep.
See,
two.
You get two.
One.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
You kill him.
So now the
just
other
the big guy.
Your other three guys could all use the pole to try to push this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll do that.
All right. All
right. You take the 10-foot pole off.
Wow.
Dead Uglump.
While you're shooting arrows into him.
Yes. Like,
that worked?
Oh, he's into
just
his face, making his
so
head burn back, so
guys,
he doesn't see you guys coming with the pole.
Yeah.
Gonna clothesline his
ass.
Father
Wallblow is holding his demon frog at him, just in case it's, like, helping.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Roll to hit.
And also, in case
bow.
You guys didn't know, he's diseased.
He is diseased.
You're right, I forgot.
Remember?
Yeah. He's so, roll the bow.
Okay.
You don't need to roll anything, because he's gonna roll a reflex save. If he gets
seven.
Hit, it'll change his save.
Nine?
You need 12.
That is a 9.
Unless we use luck.
Enough. I would have to use 3 points of luck, which is
so
a lot.
I'm going to say that he needs a 15 reflex save.
Okay.
He gets a +1.
There's a lot of people going after him, right?
Yeah. But he's diseased.
Yeah, that'd probably take him down, but
17.
Okay, so he
probably take him down 3.
He jumps over it.
He jumps over the arrow or the pole?
The pole.
The pole?
Ah, but he gets frightened by the idol. That was right in front of his face when he lands. And he falls back.
So
over the pole.
Are you approaching him with the idol?
Yeah, I'm approaching with the idol. I've found my faith once more. And it is in this demon frog idol.
Roll luck.
Oh my god.
What's that? D20.
D20, and you want under whatever your luck score
so
is.
You want,
it's this guy.
You want
it's a 13.
You want
as
low 13. As you can.
Yeah. As low as you can. As low as you can go.
Okay, guys, we're taking a break for this one. Make sure you stick around. And thank you, Rick, for showing here. Dude. We'll see you next time.